welcome to
Who Needs Friends?
You may remember us from the Stay Cool Forever podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Wade.
And
this go around, we're going to unpack a different 90s media. We're taking the pivot from movies to a sitcom that, if I'm being honest, I was painfully unfamiliar with.
What's
your experience with Friends?
So I've watched a lot of this shit. I've never, as an adult, sat down and watched it all the way through, but growing up, you know, I lived in an apartment building in L.A. on Fairfax and Orange, right near 6th and, like, Wilshire, but,
There's an In-N-Out burger over there, and it's really good.
It's In-N-Out, man.
Some good fucking burgers.
And, so, when I grew up in L.A. over there, I lived a floor above my grandmother and down the hall from my great-grandmother. And so Thursday nights on, I think, NBC that this came out on, we would all get together and watch Friends.
Okay.
So, but I was too young to really understand everything here, but I didn't grow up a little bit watching this in the same way that my, you know, my mother watched The Next Generation reruns and shit. You know, so I'm like, this has been in my periphery for a long time.
Okay.
But I've never actually sat through it. And so you've never actually, you've probably seen some?
Not intentionally. I've caught a few episodes here and there.
Okay.
I think that's cool that your family watched it.
Yeah.
And just that you had that kind of family experience growing up and sharing television together. No, interesting fact about me, the only channel I had from 1984 when I was born till 95 when we moved somewhere and got cable was CBS.
Holy shit.
That's literally all I fucking had.
So you probably grew up watching a little bit of Star Trek then?
A little bit, yeah. I saw some Next Generation.
Probably some DS9 and Voyager.
Just Next Gen.
Just Next Gen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could say that confidently.
You know, that's fine. Yeah.
But by the time I was aware of Friends, it was one of those things where it was in syndication already, and I would be watching reruns of The Simpsons,
like UPN,
and then Friends
13,
would... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those channels that were newer at the time and were just playing old movies and shows. So I would occasionally catch one, but... It was really in the zeitgeist for the people around me. In the same way that people make jokes about Seinfeld. Like, oh, the soup Nazi. And like, you know, I'm not as familiar with Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, these people are just talking about, you know, like, could I be any more Chandler? Or, you know, like people making these Friends jokes that I just didn't fucking get because I didn't watch it.
Yeah. So to put it frank, this has been a fun experience doing the podcast.
Absolutely.
About, you know, Stay Cool Forever. And we've had a lot of fun. And we figured, let's fucking watch something that we've never actually watched and really definitively decide, at least for me, if this was for me or not.
Yeah. And I think if you've checked out Stay Cool Forever, you kind of know...
the dynamic, what our angle is.
Yeah, what our point of view, like maybe you're someone who has similar tastes to us or you can relate to the observations we make. And that's sort of the perspective we're going to be bringing to this experiment.
Yeah. And so as with Stay Cool Forever, you'll be able to catch us on all major podcasting platforms and on YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, Pippa, whatever, Podmust. Thank you, Podmust. So over the ensuing weeks, you'll notice this trickle in with a different theme song, originally created by Wade as well.
Woo!
And, you know, I'm honestly looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. Okay, so let's just start with a laugh track sitcom.
Yes.
Which in 2019, these are much more rare.
Very rare.
You know, I'm like an app person. I'm all Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, so I'm not watching live television. I know these shows do exist, but I have never been someone to keep track of, you know, prime time, TGIF kind of television.
Yeah.
I think, I was going to ask you, like, what sitcoms in this style did you watch growing up, if any?
Seinfeld.
Okay.
I've seen Seinfeld growing up and as an adult. Seinfeld's fucking awesome. I dated a girl for a long time in high school into a little bit afterwards, and her family watched The Office every night.
Okay.
And so I've never actually set out to watch The fucking Office, but I have seen all of it.
Same. My wife is obsessed with The Office.
Okay.
Huge fangirl, so we've... Yeah. Not paying attention, it's been on. I know we've gone through the entire show at least two or three times just to have something on the TV. But
I also growing up in the same way with the grandma and great grandmother. I've seen. It used to be everybody loves Raymond, King of Queens, you know. So I kind of come from a sitcom grow up when you get to the age where you can remember things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I remember watching, I've always been a proponent of the digital antenna once they finally came out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really had cable outside of living outside of home. Living outside of home, I've never had cable. And me and my old roommate used to just put on different channels and we would watch Modern Family. And I caught it probably 5 years in, 4 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And Modern Family is a delightful show.
The few episodes I've caught, I get why people like it. There's something, even for me, in this show.
That's one that I wouldn't mind, you know, God forbid I finish my Star Trek voyage. I'll consider watching Modern Family from the beginning. So, yes, I mean, that's my sitcom background. It seems there really isn't much until Simpsons, like when you moved. And
Yeah, not much. I know Married with Children is probably the one that I watched most consistently. I thought it was funny that you mentioned Modern Family and The Office, because that it's a lot more of that handheld kind of candid.
Break
you
the
know,
fourth wall.
Yeah, you can
interview, documentary,
talking
comedy.
Heads.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which you know, I appreciate a lot more than the laugh track set studio audience kind of thing. But that was, you know, that came later. That was more of a 2000s exercise.
I have a theory, by the way, why that came about. Reality television. Is that it's a scripted, more so, a scripted comedy take on a fictional story in the way that a reality TV show would be.
Yeah. Did you ever watch any Christopher Guest movies like A Mighty Wind or Waiting for Guffman or Best in Show?
Yes, I have.
Okay. He was, I think that was one of the more earlier, you know,
iterations of this style.
Yes, of that kind of candid style that's more popular now.
Huh.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, I loved Best in Show. When I forget his name, but the man with the two little feet had to go out there.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just an intro episode into...
Yeah, what's the plan here? We're going to go through all... There's over 200 of these, 10 seasons.
I think it's going to be not too difficult.
Yeah, they're short episodes, but I guess we're going to try to unpack them without being too cynical. But I think it goes without saying that there's a lot about Friends that people today just casually recognize as a little dated, off, problematic.
Yeah, and this is for our benefit, I think, in a little bit.
Sure.
You know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I want to know what the big fucking deal was.
Me too.
Why did I have to hear about how great this show was from everyone around me from 95 to 05?
I'll make a prediction now that at the end of it, we're going to like it.
But you think so?
No, I do. In fact, I know so.
Yeah.
I'll buy you dinner if at the end of this you don't enjoy it.
It's not that I don't find the actors charming and the moments. I'm just afraid that 20 years later, it's going to be really hard for me to get on board with the format and what passed for comedy.
I do know they open with a smoking problem with Chandler.
Interesting.
You know, just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
I mean, I like smoking.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the show for me.
Yep.
Who knows?
You know, who knows and who needs friends?
who needs friends?
But yeah, so thank you to the Stay Cool Forever people. This is going to be a fun little side project.
Yeah, I'm going to apologize in advance if I'm just really harsh and cynical about it. Because if you couldn't catch the tone, sort of where my mind's at coming into this, I'm not making up my mind not to like it. But I'm not going to pull punches, Zach. I'm going to give the hot take here.
I hope so. And I have a feeling that I'm going to be softballing it the whole way through.
All right. Well, we will need the balance. No one wants to hear us just shit on things. Unless you do.
Unless you enjoy that. And you know what? Send us an email at staycoolforever@gmail.com. And that's staycoolforever@gmail.com.
And Friends is on Netflix if you
want to follow along.
Yeah, if you're like me and you never decided to give it a chance and you want to see what it's all about, this is your opportunity.
And listen to two millennial curmudgeons, you know, break it down.
Yep.
This is it.